So I was on a phone call recently with my daughter and her dad, my ex-husband, who's also a really good friend. This message isn't about him. It's about me. And we were talking about Mason's apartment lease next year at college. It's her senior year, so she's getting an apartment with a sorority sister. And as we talked about the financial aspect, I offered a couple of ideas, but I felt shut down. And then I offered another thought and didn't feel validated with that one either. And my frustration very quickly turned to anger, and I withdrew. And after the call, as I stewed on what had happened, I continued to get more and more angry and made up all kinds of shit in my head. So instead of trying to get rid of it, I looked at it. There was a message in my anger for me. That reflection time was way more valuable than continuing to spiral into my anger as I have done so many times. Robin Clark is a women's empowerment coach and photographer, and she says this about anger. I love this so much. She says, anger is the most reliable signal telling you that your boundaries are being crossed. Stop trying not to be angry and start asking yourself, what is your anger saying to you? It's so good and helpful to me because I can very quickly go to anger if someone cuts me off in traffic, if someone's rude to me in the line at Starbucks, someone disregards my perspective in a meeting or fails to follow through on a commitment or doesn't validate my thoughts, as in this scenario with my daughter and my ex-husband. I get angry because I want to be seen. It's not about them. It's about what's happening within me. And in that awareness, I can have a conversation with my daughter about how I want to engage in those kinds of conversations. That is helpful to the relationship and a great way to take care of myself and ultimately each other.